Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a decentralized network of microchurches that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to create family amongst the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Deuteronomy 31, Psalm 119, 97 through 120, Isaiah 58, and Matthew 6. You know, in our reading today, we continue on in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6. I believe you probably could read this whole sermon daily and live a life to the full if you do all he commands in it and go deep into all you can learn from it. It's just that rich and good. One significant thing that may be missed in a first read of today's text is the fact that Jesus makes a couple of assumptions in Matthew 6 about what his followers would be doing as a lifestyle. They were understood parts of religious life that for too many Christians today have become optional or unimportant altogether. Jesus assumes his people will fast and are generous to the poor. When you ask random people on the street to describe someone who does consistent fasting, you'd likely hear some combination of maybe that they're Muslim or that they're dieting as intermittent fasting has become a craze. Or if you ask someone to describe someone who's being generous to the poor, I do believe more and more that they may describe a Christian, especially in some minority communities as that's seen as a core religious practice in those communities. But if you ask people in general, you'd probably get a mix of answers that may or may not even be connected to the church. I'd love it if the church today would reclaim both as core descriptors of who we are. Fasting demonstrates a devoted love to God, and generosity to the poor demonstrates a devoted love to others. Are these not both clear ways to live out that two-sided coin of a command Jesus told us to follow? Love God, love people. Well, Isaiah 58, one of today's texts, and another one of my absolute faves, ties both of those practices together in a powerful discussion of hypocrisy, justice, and righteousness. In verses 1 through 5, he challenges the church. We must remember these are not pagans, but God's people who follow him that he's challenging. At God's command, he basically tells them that they're hypocrites. Verse 2, it says, "Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the judgment of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God." He goes on. But then, really, what's happening here, you guys? God's pulling a Clueless. You know, like, what was her name? Claire? I don't even remember her name. But she would always say, "As if..." Right? God's telling Isaiah to come at the church as if, because they're just playing a role. They aren't really living the life. They're acting as if they're doing what God's commanding them. They're doing as they please, truly, to please themselves and calling it a fast to God, to have their prayers heard and to hear from him. He's like, "This is not what I commanded of you. Your fast is a false fast." You guys, just recently God hit me with the same truth, okay? Okay, who am I kidding? Today, he hit me with that. God reminded me of the way that I have gone about some things in my own life according to my own ways, and then made justifications as to why. He reminded me, even as I continue my sabbatical, that much of my sabbatical has looked more like the false fast, all about me, than the true fast. And that hurt today. Then in verses 6 through 12, God, through the prophet Isaiah, says, "Here's the true fast." And I'm just going to read them. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him? and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then shall you call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness, and your gloom be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. And your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Woo! You guys, God says, you want a fast that is a delight to me. Yeah? Okay. Free the oppressed. Feed the hungry, house the homeless, clothe the naked. He even goes as far as to say, pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the afflicted. This is not describing a token, trite flip of a coin to someone in need. This doesn't paint the picture of sending a few bucks across the globe that you can easily part with. This is not spare change generosity being described here. Pour yourself out. That is the description of an offering. A sacrifice. There's an emptying happening here during this fast. Now, I'm not saying that God is calling all of his people to do as he told the rich young ruler and sell everything and give it to the poor. But the fact is, as we commit to a true fast, which wraps itself not only in generosity to the poor, but also, and hyper importantly, to submission to God over our flesh, we must recognize that it's very likely that God is calling you and I to much greater levels of sacrifice on behalf of the poor and the afflicted. Most importantly, most significantly, God showed me today that he runs the fast. He is the Lord of the Sabbath. And the reason that the fast is the fast that he has chosen is because those things he listed, those are the things that he is about in the world. We don't just commit to those things. We are committing to partnership with him in what he is about. That's it. That is the fast that he's choosing for us. A commitment to be on mission with him. He's the heavy lifter, and we are partnering in the work that he calls us to. The question that we will end today with is this. Which description of a Christian do we want God to speak of us? Verse 1 through 5, full of self. Or verses 6 through 12, selfless. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your word that continues to call us back to submission, back to alignment with you. Repentance, Lord God, let that be our lifestyle, Lord. So we repent right now. For any times, any days, any ways that we've made life about us, I continue my repentance that I've done today, calling myself back into walking according to your ways each and every moment. Lord God, I don't ever want there to be seasons where I've gone according to my ways and painted it with the Christian colors. Lord God, I want to walk according to your ways. Make me a verse 6 through 12 believer today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, I hope that has blessed you. Get on out there and just follow what God's called you to. Walk with him in this journey. And let me know all about it. Hit me up at armandandunshacklednetwork.org or leave a comment, 5bythefire.org. Subscribe so you can continue to go on this journey with me. Rate, share, and I'll see you back here tomorrow as we continue to walk with the Lord together. Be blessed. And be a blessing, y'all.